Two senators won the top spots in last night's Iowa caucuses. Massachusetts' John Kerry took first place. North Carolina's John Edwards came in second. Both were propelled not so much by organization, but by momentum powered by the enthusiasm of their backers. NPR's David Walna talked with some of those supporters at victory rallies last night.
At John Kerry's election night headquarters last night in a downtown Des Moines hotel, elated supporters hugged each other almost in disbelief at the meteoric rise of their candidate. Kerry himself acknowledged that not long ago his campaign had simply been written off.
Thank you, Iowa, for making me the comeback Kerry.
Kerry spoke of a woman handing him a four-leaf clover in a barn just before the polls turned in his favor a week ago. It worked, he said, but his success far more likely came from voters such as Jan Burge, who decided 3 months ago Kerry was the one for her.
I just feel like he's somebody that we can trust, that he's going to be there for all Americans, not just for big business and special interests and so forth, but he's a man that can be trusted.
And Dan Power, who heads Iowa's AARP, decided even earlier to support Kerry, no matter what the polls were showing about the other contenders.
Kerry has something more than the others had, and the others are very fine people. But knowledge and information and skills are important. But then there's something else, and I call it seasoning. And John Kerry has it.
These longtime Kerry supporters kept spreading the word over the past months about him. On the other hand, Sarah Schlievert, who works in public health, says she decided only a week ago to go with Kerry.
I was debating between him and Edwards, and I like his foreign policy experience, or his national security experience, his experience in the Senate.
At another Des Moines hotel, John Edwards supporters scooped it up for their candidate last night. Amber Clapp, who teaches high school here, concedes that with only 5 years in the Senate, there are questions about Edwards' experience. But for her, it's not an issue.
What he lacks in experience, he makes up for in charisma, in genuine integrity. He makes up for that with the way he talks to people, the way he believes in our America, as he says, in every one of us that's just like him, that grew up maybe without everything that somebody like George W. Bush had.
For Sharon Baker of Des Moines, who decided on backing Edwards just last week, it all came down to the broader voter appeal she believes this Southern senator would have in the presidential election.
You know, we were very concerned that we nominate someone who could beat George Bush, and I think John Edwards is one who can do that.
For both Kerry and Edwards, it came down to voters' trust in them and their perceived electability, issues that will likely continue to dominate the campaign. David Walna, NPR News, Des Moines.